What is your name?
Jimenez.
Jimenez, okay. Who is this? Ed Ray.
I believe that's mine also.
Okay, we believe that is the Honorable Mr. Neal, who will conduct your hearing, sir, for this whole hearing. Mr. Neal will serve as a lead, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, sir, would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Yes, Andrew Adams Jimenez, 1814.
Thanks, sir. You're going for the board to get in 20 minutes more left to the community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board member who will conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is David Gill. I'll be your hearing lead. Also, we're here with us today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today.
Okay, thank you.
So prior to serving, you received a notification form advised me of the hearing. You remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, I'm swearing you and Mr. Westby in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay, you're going to be about in two phases, sir. Phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Okay.
So in phase one, we're going to read the three allegations that are on the warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Allegation number one is violation of regular condition of supervision number seven, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about July 11, 2018, per the past individual testing compliance summary dated July 16, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, I did failure to submit a urine analysis.
Okay. And allegation number two is a violation of regular condition of supervision number seven, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on July 1st, 2018, for the TAC LCMS lab report dated July 12th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
Okay, now here's number three, is a violation of the additional supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to submit a sample with clinical assessment screening center task labs on July 12th, 2018. And verbally directed on July 12, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Yeah, I believe that's true, sir.
Okay, thank you. So based on the admissions of Mr. Jimenez, I am going to find that he can do it when he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lied through the back labs of the criminal ways or company.
Such a thing.
Great. Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, read by Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir. Moving on into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll get back to you in a minute or two.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Westby.
On May 21st, 2018, Mr. Jimenez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on July 16, 2018 by ADC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in U.S. custody on July 16, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of December 18, 2018, 0 sconce days. Current conviction, 2016, misconduct involving weapons, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2003, child abuse, 1.5 years. 2006, theft of means of transportation, 3.5 years. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 2.2, mental health score 3 with SMI notated, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release of sounder, 2 days. Reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. 2008, TIS release of sounder, 56 days. Reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 1999, aggravated assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2000, marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2002, marijuana violation, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2003, marijuana violation, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. The school risk score is a G4B5.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Jimenez, we're going to go over summary of the case you've written now. So, it looks like you were released to approve placement of Greenway ICUDM program at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
Were you there the entire time until you were fired?
Yes, I was, sir.
Okay. And did you have any work while you were out, sir?
I try to talk to the supervisor because of my little problem I had out there, and I said I would like to keep my time more occupied and ask them if I can get a job, because I know they have a little probation period where you can't leave the house or whatever, and you can't go for work for the first whatever 30 days or so. And I asked them if I would like to keep myself more occupied and to look for a job and look for work. And he basically told me that no, that I didn't need to get a job, that I couldn't leave the house, and he wanted me to focus on my sobriety. So when that actually happened, I got a little discouraged, but at the same time, I actually confronted the supervisor at the halfway house meeting, and I forget her name, but I had asked her, and I told her about my problem and the problems I was having, that I didn't want those problems no more. And I had suggested if they had anything for me to do to occupy my time, so I'm just not stuck at the house all day. We had two meetings a week, and which was great. I loved the meetings because they were trying to get me set up for peer support training. So I was looking real forward to that. But I needed to keep my time occupied, so I was asking, I was like, look, I don't want to mess up anymore. This is what I've been doing, and I just don't want to do that anymore. Okay. And I'd like to occupy my time. So she went to talk to the supervisor of the training, and she has got me classes every day.
Okay, so, sir.
Yes, sir.
He understands the setup at Vivre and the different programs, so we understand that, if they patch you on the tight restrictions that you, unless you're doing something for them, you don't work. So we didn't have any employment while you were out. So it looks like you were placed with me on the color code Navy, and you were responsible for one drop under the color code, and that was positive for meth. And then you were sanctioned to the beige color, which was a more frequent call.
Yes, sir.
And that's good. And, June 7th, you had a negative, but then June 20th and July 1st, you had positive for meth. And then 11th and 12th of July, you failed to submit a sample. You still dirty then, sir?
Yes, sir. And I have told my PO every time before I took those UAs that, hey, I'm dirty, messing up. And that's why I wanted to occupy my time more with, more programs that might actually gain me more programs that day.
Okay.
I took my methadone because I opened my dose on my methadone. I'm off methadone now. They moved me off, which is good. And I had opened my dose, and the task didn't close till 9 o'clock at night.
Okay, sir. So,
yes, sir.
So you were in the RCBM program at Vivre, and of course you were violated before you had a chance to complete it, but was that program doing you any good, sir?
Actually, it was. When they actually offered me more programs, I was so, relieved because it's like, man, I can go to programs every day. Because it was helping me. I like it, the programming, because of the peer support training, and that's what they do. So I was looking real forward to doing that and actually having a real job and not just have be on Social Security and not, I could actually help people in my position. And that kind of inspired me a little bit. So that's why, I went up to them every time that, hey, I need help. I really need this help.
Well, that's good. It sounds like that you know you have a problem, which is the first step in helping eliminate your addiction.
Yes, sir.
And it sounds like you're pretty well convinced that you have to, that it's all up to you. And I understand what you're talking about, if you idle the idle mind can be a real problem, real troublesome with any kind of addiction or situation like that.
Yes, sir.
But it is what it is out there. I'll see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
No question.
Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. But we ask that you only give us new information, things that you haven't already said. And so if you have anything else you'd like to tell the board, now is the time.
Okay. I would like to apologize to the state of Arizona and to DOC and everybody that was involved. And I would like the opportunity to have the second chance to succeed. I would like to succeed in life, and this would give me a foot on the road to get to where I need to be. And this is not the place I want to be. This is not what I want to do no more. So I would really appreciate it if you guys find it in your hearts to grant me that opportunity. And I definitely want to let you guys down.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. The board will be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask that you remain silent and stay on the phone, and you'll be able to hear the whole conversation. And when we're finished, I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Jimenez is he's moving forward in the fact that he now knows he has an addiction, but he admits it. He is asking for help, but it seems that he still hasn't quite gotten in a position where he can follow the rules like he's supposed to and stay clean. At this time, I don't see Mr. Jimenez as a good candidate for return to community supervision. Our RV will be out in December, and which isn't very long, and hopefully he can get some program AA inside and make a good plan for when he gets finished, but I'm willing to listen to discussion from me and my fellow board member. No discussion? Okay. So based on all the information, we're number 2018W2044. Mr. Jimenez's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Jimenez. I mean, it's only violated terms of additional supervision and had lapses and about lapses in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree? Okay, sir. The 1 minute, sir. Second by Mr. Johnson, and we got out to write a motion by myself. Okay, sir, the board is going to revoke the community supervision at this time. Are you on a schedule for the release on or about December 18, 2018, which is actually it's not very far away. In the meantime, we suggest that you see if you can get some AA and NA classes in. Those 12-step courses are really, really good to help somebody with an addiction.
Yeah,
get yourself a good plan, and when you are released, you'll be able to move forward and go into a treatment facility of your choice that can help you stop your addiction. We do wish you the best of luck. This will end your hearing, sir, and either hand the phone to the next inmate or back to the CO3. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. God bless.